Hi, this is Jan Brett, letting you know what's happening in my life as a children's book illustrator and writer. If you've ever traveled to a foreign country, you may recognize the feelings I experienced after a trip to Africa. I did miss drawing and painting every day, which makes me feel like my true self. What made the trip valuable was that I was filled with new images of landscapes, animals and birds, and African people with traditional clothes and manners that impress me in a way that makes me want to draw them. I am filled with a motivational excitement that makes me want to bring the images to life on paper. In the traditional village I visited in Namibia, Ojungami, I admired the long dresses, shawls, and turbans the women wore, especially since they were created with a beautiful fabric. Most of the women made their own dresses and kept to a certain style that had been worn for generations. I brought many samples of cotton-printed fabric to use when creating the clothes for the Mapigni, rock hyrax in English, that will be the characters in my book. I brought colored markers with me so I could experiment with them just how I could transform the traditional dress of the stately Namibian women to the Mapigni, who I would dress just like them, but who are a bit chubby and short-limbed. My husband and I went to a school where I met the children of the village. They performed a program of song and dance, which we greatly admired. We had some time to chat with the children who liked practicing their English with us. Their birth language is either Hororo or Himba. They were interested in how old I was, so I told them that I was 59. I left some of my books for their library since they could all read English, and a beautifully illustrated science book about extreme animals that I bought especially for them, as well as President Obama lapel pins since the president's father was from Africa. Everybody we met in Africa is elated by our country's choice of President Obama. During our two-week trip to Africa, we went for our second time to the country of Namibia and our first time to Tanzania. Spending time in the bush or wilderness area, learning about African birds, mammals, and reptiles is my idea of an energizing, inspiring, awesome time. Our African guides, Martin Bernardi, who is a South African and specializes in birds, One Karumbe, a Himba guide who introduced us to the Hororo people, and Peter, our guide in Tanzania, brought events and encounters into focus and shared their knowledge. For example, Martin could walk into a stand of acacia trees, listen carefully, and then point out 8 or 10 different birds. Sometimes he would hear a bird call and then would imitate it with a whistle, and the bird would come out to investigate. Often he spotted birds unknown to the local guide. In Namibia, One helped me understand about the pride the Herero people have of their beautiful cattle. Peter, whose family have lived on the Serengeti Plains for generations, looked at a herd of zebra, properly called a dazzle of zebra, and see that they were intently staring at a fixed point not far off. He drove us in his Land Rover slowly that way, and soon we saw the elegant cheetah the zebras were looking at, but who had been hidden from our sight. Excited as I am by all the new African ideas, I'm still working on my Easter egg book, correcting, polishing, and adding to the year's work. It will take all my self-control not to start work on the three little Mapigni. Happy creating, reading, and especially drawing, your friend Jan Brett.